From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. To find out more about the Christian Research Institute, Christian Research Journal, Hank, or the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just log on to our website at www.equip.org. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I'm told that we have some technical difficulties with our phone lines. As soon as we have that sorted out, we'll be taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your call answered on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Do remember our address as you're ordering materials or making donations to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also access information and contact us on the World Wide Web at equip.org or via phone, 888-7000-CRI. I hold in my hands a brand new edition of the Christian Research Journal. If you have not as yet subscribed, remedy that woeful circumstance immediately. I keep saying this, but it is true nonetheless. Each issue of the journal I read is better than the last. The current edition of the Christian Research Journal, quite frankly, I could not stop reading. I got my copy last week, and I have been reading and rereading ever since. One of the most poignant articles, and this is not only terrific in terms of content, but the writing is exquisite. It's an article by Mark Sayers titled, "Looking Beneath the Surface of the Millennial Generation." When we talk about the millennials, we're talking about Generation Y, or what has sometimes been described as the net generation, or the web generation, or echo boomers. You know, those boomers who are echoing the values of their parents, the baby boomers. In this article, Mark Sayers quotes Christian Smith and Melinda Denton, who describe the vision of the universe that millennials have inherited from their parents. Not only from their parents, but from the culture. The description is poignant and profound. Listen to this. "When a person lives in a morally insignificant universe, there is no natural law or world historic struggles and achievements. When one looks up into the stars, one sees not the gods nor the handiwork of God, nor the portentous alignments of planets. One simply sees empty space in which no one else is at home. People living in such a universe find themselves in a small corner of that empty space of which their short lives have come by chance and for reasons non-existent into being on this minor and insignificant bit of carbon floating in a galaxy destined for extinction. There is no creator who set humanity here and guides our lives in history with providence. There is no larger law-like order in nature that structures the moral living of the human race. There is little worth spending life to fight for that does not seem arbitrarily chosen. There's no judgment, no final retribution or punishment, not even a remembrance of one's life or anything human after time and physics have run their course. There is simply the given self and the world and experience, nothing more. Understanding that the millennial's behavior is deeply shaped by this view of life, this view of the universe, is utterly key, whether such a view is held explicitly or implicitly. Even religious members of the millennial generation are affected by the overwhelming force of this worldview, and thus they are left feeling embattled with a fragile grip on their faith. Thus, we see large numbers of millennials leaving active Christian engagement in their mid-20s or completely redefining the meaning of the church. This article is so significant because we have today in our culture a huge paradigm shift going on. The kids of the baby boomers have either entirely left the church or completely redefined church. We are now in what's called a post-covenantal culture, a culture in which people, as so well said by Mark Sayers, either implicitly or explicitly consider the universe a function of blind random chance. But is that true? Astronaut Guy Gardner, who saw the Earth from the perspective of the moon, points out that the more we learn and see about the universe, the more we come to realize that the most ideally suited place for life within the entire solar system is the planet we call home. In other words, life on Earth was designed by benevolent creator rather than directed by blind chance. We do not simply live in an arbitrary universe, a speck in space with no meaning or purpose, or as the philosophical naturalist would have us believe, a universe in which everything is determined by brain chemistry and genetics. No, we live in a universe that is designed. Consider the ideal temperatures on planet Earth, not duplicated on any other known planet in the universe. If we were closer to the sun, we'd fry. If we were further away from the sun, we'd freeze. Ocean tides, which are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon, well, they play a crucial role in our survival. Think about it. If the moon were significantly larger, thereby having a stronger gravitational pull, devastating tidal waves would submerge large areas of land. Of course, if the moon were smaller, tidal motion would cease, and the oceans would stagnate and die. Or consider plain old tap water. The solid state of most substances is denser than the liquid state. But the opposite is true for water, which of course explains why ice floats rather than sinking. If water were like virtually any other liquid, it would freeze from the bottom up rather than from the top down, killing aquatic life, destroying the oxygen supply, making Earth as we know it uninhabitable. So from the temperatures to the tides to the tap water to myriad other characteristics that we so easily take for granted, The Earth is an unparalleled planetary masterpiece. And so, like Handel's Messiah or Da Vinci's Last Supper, it should never be carelessly pawned off as the result of blind evolutionary processes. How we view this universe, whether we think it's a function of blind random processes or a universe designed by a creator, makes all the difference in the world. More consequences for society hinge on the singular cosmogenic myth of origins than on any others. This article in the Christian Research Journal, it's the cover story, looking under the surface of the millennial generation, points out in graphic fashion how ideas like this have direct consequences on how millennials today are living their lives. For millennials, the eternal is either totally removed from one's reality, or it's reduced to a kind of hazy vision, a vision that will soften the blow of death. The quest for salvation of previous centuries is recast as a quest for well-being. So what on earth do we do today to reach a millennial generation? What do we do to reach as opposed to repel? How do you impact those who are caught adrift in the morally insignificant universe, a universe of their own making? How do you speak the good news of Jesus Christ to those whose ears are ringing with the constant buzz of a culture that offers them one hedonistic distraction after the other? How do you disciple a generation raised in the tradition of self? How do you slave under the axe of modernity? How do you slay the gods of the postmodern world? How do you reach Generation Me? In fact, what is so aptly described as Generation Me as God, an empty universe in which we're secretly afraid of death, a fear of death, a rejection of God, a rejection of God that has forced us into recreating ourselves as gods. The person who loses God ultimately does make a god out of self. And in this way, a human being becomes a proud and a very unhappy mini-god. Well, this is just one of many articles that are so critical for you to read in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, a journal that equips you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. If you're not subscribing to the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, let me again urge you to subscribe today. And for those who are considering to join us as members of the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, here's the deal. I want to send you the next 6 editions of the Christian Research Journal as my way of saying thank you for joining a team, making a difference while there's yet time. Why do we produce the Bible Answer Man broadcast? Why do we produce the Christian Research Journal? Why can you access life-altering material on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Why the many outreaches of the Christian Research Journal? It is to reach and to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. You can join a team making a difference because truth matters. You can do so right now in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. Hopefully we'll be right back with your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast in just a few moments. Please stay tuned.
In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. To defend your faith with passion and precision, you need to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-274. Don't go away. The Bible Answer Man broadcast returns in just a moment.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI.
ever been asked difficult Bible questions? Questions you're not sure how to answer? Do you want to be better equipped to answer objections raised against Christianity? 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." Well, we've compiled some of the most important questions and answers from the Bible Answer Man broadcast and put them on one handy CD for you entitled, "Always Prepared, Answers from God's Word." For your generous support this month, we'd like to send you Always Prepared on audio CD to help you become better prepared to defend the faith. To receive your copy, just call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Now, let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We're still experiencing some technical difficulties. Can't get the phone calls through, so I'm going to do what I haven't done in 22 years. I'm just going to ramble on by myself through this broadcast and deal with some issues that I've been wanting to deal with for a long time. But before I get into that, let me talk for just a moment a little more about the Christian Research Journal. If you've not subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, pick up the phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, and order the Christian Research Journal immediately. The current edition of the Christian Research Journal, very, very interesting. The cover story I've already talked about for just a few moments, the millennial generation. How do we reach them? What are they thinking? Why are they leaving the church en masse? There's also a great article on Mormonism, Mormon evangelism in the 21st century. For many years, Mormons have practiced what they call friendshipping. It's a process in which they reach out to non-members with displays of neighborliness. It's an effort to present a positive image of their church. It's an effort to encourage the non-members to attend missionary lessons. But how should we as Christians view that kind of activity? In fact, maybe we should be embarrassed. Are cultists willing to do for a lie what Christians are not willing to do for the truth? And maybe even more than that, it will remind you that you as a believer need to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. We can curse the darkness, or we can build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. Be equipped. And that reminds me, and you can see this as well in the Christian Research Journal, there are a lot of issues that we have dealt with that are now collated into books. Whose ethics? Whose morals? It's the best of the Christian Research Journal on ethics and mores or morals. Or a booklet titled, "What is Truth?" The best of the Christian Research Journal on that which corresponds to reality. These are hardback books. Islam, the best of the Christian Research Journal, "What You Must Know." For years, the Christian Research Journal has been on the cutting edge in the battle for what is true and right. And now these three hardcover volumes equip you to think Christianly about truth, about ethics, about Islam. And why do we do it? Is this just about an ivory tower academic theory or an idea? No, ideas have consequences in a real world. So we produce these materials, and you can find a whole lot more on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We produce these materials in order to reach a lost and dying world for Jesus Christ. I look back at the Christian Research Journal, the current edition. Again, if you have not subscribed, subscribe today. Safe and secure way to do it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And I see a critical overview of Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophy. Now, if you think of Friedrich Nietzsche, you immediately may think, if you're like a lot of people, what does a dead white philosopher have to do with me today? What's the point in talking about Friedrich Nietzsche? Why a critical overview of a philosopher that is long gone dead and buried? Well, the truth is, he may well be the most influential philosopher in intellectual circles today. But most people who are using Nietzsche or his ideas oftentimes don't fully understand the implications of the ideas. That's why a critical overview is so enlightening. You wonder where the philosophy that your kids are learning in school comes from, how to combat it. You need the Christian Research Journal Philosopher Series. Also, the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, Stephen Hawking on Science and God. Grand Design or Grand Delusion? Stephen Hawking wrote a book that generated worldwide controversy, and that even prior to the time that it was released. It is now scientifically possible to explain all aspects of the universe, including its creation, without reference to God. That's the presupposition. That's what's motivating all kinds of people today. You can explain this universe completely apart from God. The truth of the matter is that this is a dramatic error. Quite frankly, it's a lie from the pit of hell, and you should know why. Again, you should be able to demonstrate that this universe is based on God's design. It's not a grand delusion in which the universe is a mere function of natural processes. You know, philosophical naturalism, the worldview undergirding evolutionism, can provide only three explanations for the universe in which we live. The first one is that the universe is merely an illusion. Of course, that notion carries little weight in an age of scientific enlightenment. The second is that the universe sprang from nothing. That proposition flies in the face of both the laws of cause and effect and energy conservation. As has been well said, nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Or to put it another way, there simply are no free lunches. The conditions that hold true in this universe prevent any possibility of matter springing out of nothing. There's a third possibility, and that is the universe eternally existed. Here's the problem. The law of entropy, which predicts that a universe that has eternally existed would have died an eternity ago of heat loss, that, of course, devastates the hypothesis. There's one other possibility. It's found in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In an age of empirical science, nothing could be more certain, clear, or correct. And you, as a believer, need to be on the vanguard of demonstrating that philosophical naturalism simply can't stand in an age of scientific enlightenment. This is not for the hired gun. This is for you. Of course, a lot of people immediately pose this question. The minute you say that God created the universe, they ask who created God. None of the arguments forwarded by philosophical naturalism, the argument that the universe is merely an illusion, the universe sprang from nothing, the universe eternally existed, satisfactorily account for the existence of the universe. So logically, we can turn only to the possibility that God created the heavens and the earth, and if that's the case, we can answer or must answer the question, who created God? Unlike the universe, which according to modern science had a beginning, God is infinite and eternity. As an infinite, eternal God, God logically can be demonstrated to be the uncaused first cause. And to suppose that because the universe had a cause, that the cause of the universe must have a cause, simply leads to a logical dead end. An infinite regression of finite causes does not answer the question of source. It merely makes the effects more numerous. Simple logic dictates that the universe is not merely an illusion. It did not spring out of nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. And it has not eternally existed. The law of entropy predicts that a universe that has eternally existed would have died an eternity ago of a heat loss death. So the only philosophically plausible possibility that remains is that the universe was made by an unmade cause greater than itself. Precisely what the Bible says, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. To suppose that the universe had a beginning is true. To suppose that the uncaused first cause of the universe had a beginning is false. Again, the issue of origins is not merely a issue. It is the issue. How one views their origins determines how they live their life. So when we have Stephen Hawking writing a book that gets all kinds of attention and supposedly undermines the Christian worldview, you need to be equipped, not just for yourself, but for your children. That's the purpose of the Christian Research Journal. It is, furthermore, the purpose of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We answer your questions live on air to demonstrate that there are answers to your questions, not just as an academic exercise, but to use your well-reasoned answer as an opportunity, a springboard, to share the truth, the love, the grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human life. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after the break. So please don't touch that dial.
When friends ask difficult questions about God and Christianity, when skeptics raise seemingly devastating objections to the Bible, and when coworkers are searching for truth in all the wrong places, how can you be prepared to defend what you believe and shine the light of truth in a dark world? It takes getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you. Always Prepared, Answers from God's Word, is an audio CD that we've put together of some of the most important questions and answers from the Bible Answer Man broadcast, designed to prepare you with the answers you need. To order Always Prepared on audio CD for a gift to the Christian Research Institute, call 888-7000-274 or go to equip.org. Don't change the station. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this.
To
remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274.
Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Joe in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith. It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Biblical illiteracy is the biggest problem in the church today. At the Christian Research Institute, our mission is to remedy that woeful situation. One of the ways we've endeavored to do this is by compiling some of the most important questions and answers from the Bible Answer Man broadcast onto one CD. Always Prepared, Answers from God's Word, is a resource that'll give you the answers you need when faced with tough questions. Always Prepared covers topics such as the Trinity, Mormonism, eschatology, the inerrancy of Scripture, divorce and remarriage, Islam, and much more. Be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have when you order Always Prepared, Answers from God's Word on audio CD by calling the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-274 or by logging on to equip.org. That's equip.org.
The mission of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is clear: to defend the reliability of Scripture, give reasons for faith, and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. In a world that is increasingly hostile to the gospel, we will not compromise for the sake of political correctness or popularity, but we are determined to stand for truth no matter what the cost. If this uncompromising devotion to truth resonates with you, won't you please join us? We depend on faithful monthly supporters to continue this crucial charge God has entrusted us with. To join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, just call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Well, now let's return to the Bible Answer Man with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And a reminder that as you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team all this month, I'll send you out the next 6 editions of the Christian Research Journal as our way of not only saying thank you, but our way of equipping you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. Also, for your gift this month, if you could make a generous donation to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I'll rush you Always Prepared. It's a CD that'll equip you with answers to some of today's most important questions. It's my way of saying thank you for your partnership in ministry and for your continued prayer support. You'll discover answers to tough questions about the inerrancy of Scripture, whether Jesus did or didn't have the option to sin, the problem of divorce among Christians, and so much more. And as you listen to the CD, you'll know from the bottom of your heart that you have helped thousands of people find the answers that they desperately need. So request your copy as you send your gift. When you call me at 888-7000-CRI, you can order online at equip.org. And our address is always Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. For the break, I was talking about the notion of chance. Can chance account for the universe? Not only that, but how many explanations are there for the existence of the universe to begin with? A lot of people think that there are myriad explanations. There are only a few. And then I addressed the question about God. Who made God? And demonstrate through my answer before the break that the fact that the universe has a beginning doesn't presuppose that the God who created the universe had a beginning. But of course, a lot of people immediately say, if I can't see God, how can I really know that God is there, that God exists? Of course, the fact that something cannot be seen does not presuppose that it doesn't exist. We know that black holes, electrons, the laws of logic, the law of gravity, they all exist despite the fact that we can't see any of them. In fact, even a full-blown empiricist holds fast to the law of gravity if he's standing on a 100-story building. That's why King David exuded, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." God's invisible quality, said Paul, his eternal power, his divine nature, they've been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Here's another way to put it. The order and the complexity of the visible physical universe eloquently testifies to the existence of an uncaused first cause. And by the way, God can be seen. God can be seen through the person and work of Jesus Christ. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. The incarnation of Jesus Christ is the supreme act of God's self-revelation. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we experience the power and presence of God in a way that is more fundamentally real than even our perceptions of the physical world in which we live. We can't see God, but we can be absolutely certain that God exists, that He is more real than the very flesh upon our bones. There are a lot of people today, unfortunately, that think the flesh on their bones is all part of an evolutionary process. I wrote about that in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. I answered the question there, did humans evolve from hominids? In the television premiere of Ape Men, the story of human evolution, we have the declaration that monkeys are our newfound cousins. If you go back far enough, we and the chimps share a common ancestor. So the idea is my father's 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 father, going back maybe 500,000 generations, about 5 million years, was an ape. That raises the question, do we and the chimps really have a common ancestor? Or is this an illustration of the anti-knowledge that surrounds ape men? In Ape Men, National Geographic, Time Magazine, wherever you see the icon, it's become the argument. You know, the illustration of a knuckle-dragging ape evolving through a series of imaginary transitional forms into modern man. It's appeared so many times in so many places. But that picture has evolved into proof. And in light of the fanfare that attends the most recent candidates nominated by evolutionists to flesh out the icons of evolution, we do well to remember that past candidates, candidates like Lucy, have bestowed fame on their finders, but have done very little to distinguish themselves as prime exemplars of human evolution. As the corpus of hominid fossil specimens continues to grow, it's become increasingly evident that there's an unbridgeable chasm between hominids and humans in both composition and culture. Similar structures on different species do not provide sufficient proof of genealogical relationships. In other words, common descent is simply an evolutionary assumption used to explain similarities. To assume that hominids and humans are closely related because hominids and humans can both walk, it's tantamount to saying hummingbirds and helicopters are closely related because both of them can fly. Here's the bottom line. The distance between an ape who can't read or write and a descendant of Adam who can compose a musical masterpiece or who can send a man to the moon is the distance of infinity. Evolution can't satisfactorily account for the genesis of life. Evolution cannot account for the genetic code. Evolution cannot satisfactorily account for the ingenious synchronization process that's needed to produce life from a single fertilized human egg. Evolution cannot satisfactorily explain how physical processes can produce metaphysical realities, realities like consciousness, spirituality, sex. The insatiable drive to produce a missing link has substituted selling and sensationalism as well as subjectivism for solid science. I love what William Fick said. I think his book was called The Bone Peddlers. When it comes to finding a new trooper to star as our animal ancestor, there's no business like bone business. All kinds of people getting rich on bone business. And we're buying into the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie. Remember, Satan never produces lies in their naked deformity. If he did, we simply wouldn't buy into them. He gives us the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie. And that raises the issue of discernment. We need to always be ready to give an answer, but to do so, we must be those who can discern between that which is true and that which is false. And I've said it before right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but it bears repeating. We live in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. And because of that, the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equip.org, are all not just nice, but absolutely crucial. In doing research for the books that I write, I oftentimes go to the World Wide Web and I'm absolutely amazed at the nonsense I find on the web. And if you do not have discernment skills, you, not might, but will fall. And you may find yourself in the name of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, communicating that which is not true. Therefore, it's crucial that you develop discernment skills. That's why we produce the Christian Research Journal. It's why we do the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's why we have equip.org. And it's why we need a team, not just within the walls of the Christian Research Institute, but outside the walls of the Christian Research Institute as well. It's why we need you. Because quite frankly, we can't do what we do without you. When I ask you to support this ministry, I'm not asking you to give to us, but through us, to touch the lives of people for time and for eternity. And when I say I'm going to give you the next six editions of the Christian Research Journal, it's not just a way of trying to get you to give. It's a way of having you give as well as equipping you in the process. So it serves both purposes and ultimately leads to the extension of God's kingdom, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. So join us today as a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member. We'll send you the next six editions of the Christian Research Journal. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And I look forward to seeing you right here. Answer your questions tomorrow on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you want more information or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI or log on to equip.org, where you can listen to the show live or download archived broadcasts as well. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As an organization, the Christian Research Institute will not compromise nor submit to political correctness, no matter the cost, because truth matters. We have the spiritual resources necessary for you to prevail in the battle for truth. CRI equips you with well-researched tools to identify truth from error, right from wrong. But we can't do this without your support. We need you to partner with us in prayer and with your financial gifts so together we can continue to impact the world with the transforming power that only Jesus Christ can offer. Will you stand with us today? Learn how to become a Bible Answer Man supporter by calling 888-7000-CRI or just go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.